Thanks again for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Sharon Woods Golf Course is celebrating its 75th anniversary beginning on Memorial Day, and course pro Tom Bach is in the front row with Betsy Ross to tell you more.
Anyone who knows golf knows the name Bobby Jones, but you might not know that Bobby Jones does have a local connection here in our area, specifically to Sharon Woods Golf Course, which is celebrating a very spectacular anniversary. 75 years Sharon Woods has been operating golf course, and Bobby Jones was there to start it off. And here to talk about Sharon Woods and that anniversary and really the game of golf here in our area, we have Tom Bach with us. He is the head golf professional at Sharon Woods. Tom, thank you so much for being with us on the front row.
My pleasure.
I think that the golf courses within the Hamilton County Park District, and Sharon Woods is part of that, you have some spectacular golf courses within the park district, but they may not come to mind to a casual golfer that those kind of facilities are within the park district.
Absolutely. We are very blessed within our organization to have seven excellent golf facilities, including facilities that have been recognized by Golf Digest, local newspapers, Meadowlinks and Golf Academy, and the Winton Woods Park is a world-class practice and teaching facility, the Vineyard Golf Course on the east side of town in Anderson Township honestly helped revolutionize public golf, not just in this area, but in the country, from the level of services that it provided when they opened back in the mid to late 80s. And the Park District facilities and public golf in general have just followed their leadership. And hopefully people feel like we offer great services and we have high-quality golf courses and a fun place to be.
And I think one of the most important thing is, especially for someone who's starting out in golf, it's very affordable to play on the Park District courses.
Absolutely. Our Park District board has always been very price and rate conscientious, and it's always been a goal to make all of the services that the Hamilton County Park District offers affordable and available to as many people as we can.
So let's talk specifically about Sharon Woods, of course, 75 years of golf there at the Sharon Woods Golf Course. And the first ball hit by Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones, a legendary name, of course, in golf, especially amateur golf. What's the connection between Bobby Jones and Sharon Woods?
Well, Bobby Jones was a fraternity brother of Alfred K. Nippert, who at the time was a Park District Commissioner. And through that connection, Mr. Nippert was able to invite Bobby Jones and ask him to strike the first ball at Sharon Woods, which obviously he graciously accepted and did so on May 27th in 1938.
And how about that? And wouldn't you like to have that golf ball somewhere in your collection?
We actually do.
There you go.
It is hanging in our pro shop in a shadow box with some pictures of the actual event.
That is terrific. So from there, 75 years of golf, and because you have that anniversary coming up, there are several events and specials that you're planning. Talk a little bit about how Sharon Woods is going to celebrate this.
We're going to have a week-long celebration, actually starting on Sunday, May the 26th. There will be an invitation-only social, which we're going to recognize some of the key players and features or participants at Sharon Woods that have helped over the 75 years identify us and define us. And then moving forward through the week, we're going to have play specials, cart specials, as well as through the week we'll have games and contests and giveaways for anybody that comes and plays golf at Sharon Woods. And then to wrap things up on the weekend of June 1st and 2nd, we're going to host a 75th anniversary golf classic, which will be a two-person tournament on Saturday. And on Sunday, we will offer free clinics and demo days to come check out new equipment and kind of wrap up the week.
And I love the thing that you're going to do on that Sunday. If you're born in 1938, you get to play for 50 cents.
That is correct, as well as we'll offer lots of specials like 75-cent hot dogs and logo golf balls and fountain drinks, and going to have a hole-in-one contest on Sunday as well.
That's awesome. We are talking with Tom Bach. He is the head golf professional at Sharon Woods Golf Course, Sharon Woods Golf Course, celebrating its 75 years of golf. Tom, head golf professionals like you at public courses like Sharon Woods, you're really the front line in helping to grow this game of golf. Why do you think it's important to continue to cultivate new players, especially younger players, to embrace the game of golf and really fall in love with the game of golf?
Well, as a golf professional, I obviously have had a passion to play the game. And golf has always been a very important part of my life, and have learned a great deal of things, life lessons, as well as met many, many great people and individuals and bonded and created many relationships with people that will last a long time. And the great thing about golf is anybody can do that, no matter what your age, shape, size, ability. You can go out and play golf and have a good time. And it is very important to keep new golfers coming, as well as maintain the golfers that we have. And here at Sharon Woods, we've actually done a number of things and created programs to try and foster that. The biggest concern or obstacle that the industry finds that people have regarding playing golf or not playing golf, I guess I should say, is time. Golf can take a long time to play. If you're playing 18 holes, by the time you pack up and you drive and you go and you play, it can easily be a 5-plus hour adventure. And one of the things that we've done to help ease that is we've created different leagues and programs where, for example, we have a 6-hole league that plays in the evening, so you can come and play, and hopefully you're playing in just a little over an hour, and you can get to play golf and not have to have the commitment of a half of a day or a whole day, as well as we've had other programs. We're supporting the Tee It Forward movement with the PGA of America and the United States Golf Association. We have multiple sets of tees out there, so players that hit the ball 300 yards can play the same golf course as players that hit the ball 150 yards. And we have shorter tees and longer tees so that players can play the course from the appropriate length and not feel like they're getting beat up and be able to play the course the way it was designed and hopefully have a great time.
What do you think the state of the game of golf is right now? You know, 15, 20 years ago we had, and it's funny to talk about almost 20 years ago that we saw the explosion of Tiger Woods. What is the state of the game of golf now? We saw a lot of interest when Tiger broke through. Is that interest still there, especially for younger people?
I think it is. I think the younger generation is actually getting stronger. Tiger obviously had a great impact on the game of golf and the boom that was taking place in the mid to late 90s. Honestly, I don't know that we'll ever get back to those levels. But with all of the young players that are becoming more and more popular and more visual, I think more and more younger players, middle school, junior high school, and college players, that crop is growing. Definitely. So I think that the future of the game is still in good hands. Will we ever reach that peak that we had back in the mid to late 90s? I'm not sure. I think that would take a long time to happen. But I think the game itself is still in good shape.
As a golf professional, of course, you have taught people along the way. How do you get kids interested in the game of golf? They're used to fast-moving video games. How do you get them interested in the patience that it takes to play golf, the etiquette, the protocol that goes with golf? How do you get those young kids interested in it?
You have to make it fun. And honestly, the teaching industry has changed tremendously over the last half a decade, and we're realizing that you need to be more interactive. There's use of other sports activities and other activities that we incorporate into our instruction that kids can relate to and hopefully enjoy. The simple process of swinging a baseball bat or a tennis racket or even throwing a basketball or a baseball, they're all athletic movements and in some capacity tie into your golf swing. So trying to make the instruction and the programs fun and attractive for the kids has been a big step. And then, you know, honestly, we're trying to break down some of the old stuffy stereotypes in the golf industry about dress and etiquette and some of the traditional lines to include and attract more players. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be loud or rude mm-hmm. or anything to our players or mm-hmm. our peers while we're playing, but we want the game to be fun. That's the whole purpose, and hopefully that's why people play, is for enjoyment. So we have seen some changes in the industry, and I think you'll continue to see them over the next few years and decade of what's acceptable and what's not, and hopefully increase that enjoyment level for everybody that's playing.
Well, Sharon Woods Golf Course has a very special celebration coming up. Later in May, it will be the 75th anniversary of Sharon Woods Golf Course and a whole week of celebration surrounding that event. If you'd like more information on that, just go to WVXU.org. We will have a link to all the information on the website. Tom Bach, the head golf professional at Sharon Woods, thanks for being with us here on the Front Row.
Thank you.